Americans who want to buck the rental trend may have a tough time going forward. The collapse of the housing bubble has made it hard for many prospective homeowners to qualify for financing. Now, the government is reshaping the mortgage market in ways that make it even more difficult. There's also another potential roadblock: strong political support for requiring much bigger down payments for most home loans. Powerful congressional Democrats and Republicans are behind it, as is the Obama administration. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
In a matter of weeks, federal regulators are expected to unveil new rules for home loans. And the buzz right now is that the rules could translate into mandatory 10 or even 20% down payments for most new loans in the U.S. That would be a very big change. For the average home, it would mean saving $18,000 to $36,000 before you could buy the house. And some experts think that's a good idea.
We put too many people into houses that weren't qualified to buy. They didn't have income. They didn't have skin in the game.
Ed Pinto is a fellow with the American Enterprise Institute. He thinks that requiring 20% down is probably going too far. He favors a 10% down payment rule. He says that would be good evidence of a person's ability to handle owning a house.
And if people know they need the down payments, they will start saving for them. I mean, you can't just buy lattes if you need to be saving for down payments.
But some economists and housing advocates don't like the proposed down payment rules. They say this would set the country back 30 years in terms of the ability for minorities and people without family money to buy houses. Mike Calhoun is the president of the nonprofit Center for Responsible Lending. He estimates it would take 7 years for the average American to save up even a 10% down payment.
Which, if it made a big difference in the performance of mortgages, would be worth it. But the real key is not the down payment.
Calhoun says some loans with smaller down payments actually perform quite well. He says the housing bubble and subsequent foreclosure mess happened mainly because lenders got sloppy in other ways. For example, those no-doc loans where banks didn't even check to see if a homebuyer made enough money to pay back the loan.
All those other safeguards were totally abandoned.
Now, if what you say is true and the down payment really isn't the important factor when it comes to making a good loan, why does there seem to be so much talk and so much support right now for requiring a 10 or 20% down payment?
I think it's bailout shock that the taxpayers got stuck with a big bailout. And so people sort of want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, let's never do anything like that again.
The down payment is just one big change. Lawmakers are talking about dismantling the government-backed home loan companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And Ed Pinto explains, for decades, Fannie and Freddie have subsidized one of the bedrocks of the current mortgage industry, the 30-year fixed-rate loan.
That exists because the government subsidizes it.
Going forward, banks might prefer to push borrowers towards shorter-term, say, 20-year fixed-rate loans instead. In most other countries, shorter-term loans are much more common, but going in that direction could also make it more expensive to buy a house. Mike Calhoun doesn't like that, but Ed Pinto says in the long run, it might actually help homeowners.
The problem with the 30-year loan, it amortizes incredibly slowly.
In other words, homeowners pay off a ton of interest up front in the first years, and it takes a long time to pay off what they actually owe. 20-year loans do have moderately higher monthly payments, but Pinto says borrowers would quickly find themselves owning a bigger chunk of their houses. Chris Arnold, NPR News.